This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The assault on the last patch of land claimed by the Islamic State terror group's caliphate in Syria slowed as it entered its third full day, with U.S.-backed forces announcing a delay due to the presence of additional civilians, many of whom were being used as human shields. Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue reports.
This is the U.S.-backed Syrian force closing in on Islamic State's last territorial bastion near the Iraqi border. The Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF, say they expect a decisive battle after advancing slowly. The SDF clashed with Islamic State around Baghouz. Capturing the village would cap 4 years of international efforts to roll back the jihadists. Thousands of fighters, followers and civilians had retreated to Baghouz as IS territory shrunk.
That's Reuters' Saskia O'Donohue reporting. The U.S. and South Korea are eliminating the massive military drills they typically conduct each spring, replacing them with smaller exercises. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The new training exercises just getting underway run through March 12th. South Korea's military and the U.S.-South Korean Combined Forces Command say they'll focus on strategic, operational, and tactical aspects of general military operations on the Korean Peninsula. President Trump tweets the move will save hundreds of millions of dollars that the U.S. was not reimbursed for, and adds reducing tensions with North Korea at this time is a good thing. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The chief financial officer for China tech giant Huawei is suing the Canadian government, its border security agency, and the national police for what it calls rights violations. Lawyers from Meng Wanzhou have filed the lawsuit claiming misfeasance in public office and false imprisonment. The suit says that Meng, the daughter of Huawei's founder, was detained, searched, and questioned for hours before being told she was under arrest and allowed access to counsel. This is VOA News. U.S. diplomats have visited with a dual U.S.-Saudi national believed to have been tortured during his detention in Riyadh. That's according to National Security Advisor John Bolton. Waleed Fatahi, a Harvard-trained doctor who opened a hospital in Saudi Arabia in 2006, was detained in November 2017 along with other prominent Saudis as part of what the government said was a corruption crackdown after being held at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Riyadh for a week. He was later told, or a friend later said, that he was dragged into a room where he was slapped, blindfolded, stripped to his underwear and bound to a chair. That's where he was shocked with electricity for an hour, allegedly. Top Democratic lawmakers vowed Sunday to step up their investigations of U.S. President Donald Trump and his possible connections to Russia during the 2016 presidential election. On ABC's This Week, House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says that his panel is launching a broad investigation of the Trump administration.
We've seen abuses of power in an obstruction of justice, threats to the Mueller investigation, threats to witnesses. All of these have to be, and abuses of all of these have to be investigated and laid out to the American people.
Nadler says that he believes the president has obstructed justice during his 2 years in office. He said that Mr. Trump's former longtime personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, and his lengthy public testimony to Congress last week directly implicated the president in various crimes, both while seeking the office of president and while in the White House. As U.S. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has become the fourth Republican promising to oppose President Trump's national emergency declaration to build a wall along the southern U.S. border, it became more likely that the U.S. Senate has enough votes to pass a resolution to block it. If all 47 Senate Democrats vote as expected, the Senate has those votes to pass the resolution with 51 votes. 13 Republicans in the House joined Democrats last week to pass a resolution to block Trump's emergency declaration. If it passes the Senate, it goes to the president, who has promised to veto it.
Señor presidente, regresará hoy a Venezuela. Estamos en proceso de regreso acá.
Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido left Sunday from the Ecuadorian coastal town of Salinas after announcing his intention to return home to lead new protests against President Nicolas Maduro. Though his route back remains unknown, Guaido, who has spent the past few days touring Latin American nations to gain support, departed Salinas aboard an Ecuadorian Air Force plane. His return opened the possibility that Venezuelan authorities will try to arrest him. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.